Welcome back to All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Earlier today, we asked a panel of experts at the National Museum of Natural History to discuss their favorite dinosaur. And don't be surprised, it's the T-Rex.
T-Rexes? Because they have big teeth?
T-Rex. Because it has huge teeth. A Brontosaurus.
Okay, maybe that last kid's a statistical anomaly, but for the other kids, listen up. A new discovery suggests the T-Rex wasn't the first super predator. There was actually a mini version of the T-Rex as well, called the Raptorex. And NPR's Christopher Joyce has the story.
The fossil Raptorex was found in China and dates back 125 million years. That's well before T-Rex. But the odd thing about Raptorex is that it looks just like T-Rex, except it's about 1/90th the size. About 9 feet tall, it weighed more or less what an average man does. It had T-Rex's big head, deep jaws, tiny arms, long legs, and lanky feet. But, says fossil hunter Paul Serino, it was downsized.
It is unexpected. I mean, we really thought that many of these features evolved with large body size, in the course of gaining large body size, as if there were a trend.
But the new fossil suggests that this assembly of predatory body parts isn't about size.
And what we can now say is that this is a body blueprint for a predator, jaws on legs, as it were, that is one of the most successful of the Mesozoic.
That's the era that lasted from 250 million to 65 million years ago. Serino from the University of Chicago says Raptorex may have invented this body plan, so to speak. Then T-Rex came along and supersized it. Serino also notes that the small forelimbs of T-Rex are thus not some byproduct of being really big. The arms on Raptorex are also small, just a few inches long. He thinks arms just weren't that important for any animal whose body was essentially a life support system for its jaws.
It really owes its success, I think, in large measure, to its ability to run down prey and dispatch it with its jaws. And I think that's where the arms ultimately take second place.
It's sort of like a great white shark with legs, another way to look at it.
That's Greg Erickson of Florida State University, another T-Rex expert.
What surprises me is that the complex of these very small limbs and a lot of the skull reinforcement and things like that that we see in animals like T-Rex were already present in this ancestor. And so it kind of forces us to rethink the significance of the anatomy of animals like T-Rex.
The almost complete skeleton was bought by a private collector and turned over to Serino, who describes the find in the journal Science. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.